Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I say it all the time, folks, this is the most important election. And I always get pushback from listeners. Oh, come on, y'all say that every time. Folks, it's more than that this time. I call it the final election, because it will be. Here's what's really on the ballot. Would you like to have a two-party system or a one-party system? All the great dictatorships of the world are one-party systems. They're authoritarian systems. The USSR was, China is. Same with Cuba. Ditto right now for Venezuela. One-party system. They go dictatorial quickly. Once the opposition, in this case Republicans, are no longer nationally electable. And they plan to alter our system to make it so quickly. Even semi-socialist countries that are further down the road to socialism than us, like the UK, are multi-party systems. That could change in this election. Permanently. In fact, it's the left's plan. And that's what we're looking at here. I call it the final election. It's not some kooky conspiracy theory that we won't have any more elections. It's just that they won't mean anything because the GOP won't be able to win. Not control of the Senate, not control of the House, and not control of the presidency. They're talking about systematically restructuring our institutions to achieve this. I'm going to get into in a minute why it would be the final election. Why, if you're a Republican or a conservative, you might as well not bother to show up at the polls next time. But first, I want you to hear from Senator Tom Cotton. If Trump were to lose, we could still put the brakes on this if we keep control of the Senate. Will we? He told me today that this final election, and this is what's scary, hangs on a razor's edge. Take a listen.
Well, I think we're right on the knife's edge, Tara. I mean, it's like, you know, a knife fight in a telephone booth. You know, we've got 7, maybe even as many as 10 seats that I think could go either way. One of them is right there in South Carolina. That's why it's so important that Lindsey Graham get reelected.
And what will they do if they win this election? Senator Tom Cotton whipped through that, too.
They have a truly radical agenda. They're going to give amnesty to 15 million illegals with immediate voting rights. They're going to make Washington, D.C. a state. So Washington has as many senators as South Carolina does. They're going to eliminate the Electoral College. They're going to pack the Supreme Court. And why are they going to do all these things? They're going to do them because they never want to surrender power again. They want to raise your taxes. They want to socialize your health care plan. They want to confiscate your guns. They want your taxes to pay for abortion. They want to dictate the way you can worship your God. They cannot do those things if we retain the Senate majority. And that is why maintaining that majority is so essential.
Ah, come on, Tara. These are just scare tactics from the right, trying to turn people out. Well, no, not when both parties are saying the same thing. Here's Don Lemon, a Democrat, posing as a television news person who's mainstream. Take a listen to what he says they'll do.
We're going to have to blow up the entire system. You're going to have to get rid of the Electoral College.
You need a constitutional amendment to do that.
And if Joe Biden wins, Democrats can sack the courts and they can do that amendment and they can get it passed.
But wait, isn't that unconstitutional? Yep. But as Governor Ron DeSantis explained on the podcast yesterday, so what? If you pack the court, nothing's unconstitutional.
That I think the stakes of the election are much higher than even 2016. And think about this, like trying to make D.C. a state. You would need to change the Constitution for that. You can't do it by statute, but they will pack the Supreme Court. They will have left-wing justices who will end up rubber stamping it. So you're looking at really significant changes to the kind of the underpinnings of the republic. It's not just that your taxes may go up. Your taxes will go up, but there's going to be a change in the character of our institutions if they have their way.
What does all that mean? Well, we'll go back to Tom Cotton. He says they'll do amnesty right away with the ability to vote. That's what I've been telling you. Keep in mind, Trump already lost the popular vote. We can barely win it. It's a numbers game. You add 15 million illegal immigrants with voting rights that vote 80% plus for Democrats, it's over. We will never win a popular election again. Yet that is the first thing Joe Biden is planning to do. But it doesn't stop there. This is why it's such a big deal to add Puerto Rico and the District of Columbia. That gives them four new guaranteed Democrat senators. The Senate already hangs on a razor's edge. I mean, right now, most years, it's been this way for a while. We will have a very hard time ever winning it again, overcoming the extra four Democrat senators plus the illegal immigrant, now legal immigrant, vote. And adding Puerto Rico and D.C., guess what? That gives them 10 extra Electoral College votes, too. Here's Newsmax on this. Headline, cataclysm, if Biden makes D.C. Puerto Rico states. This is a quote from Tampa Bay political consultant Anthony Pedicini. Electorally speaking, it would be an earth-changing event, he said. It would change the game and majorly upset the electoral balance of the U.S. Yeah, we'd have a one-party system. Trump 2020 advisory board member Jason Meister told Newsmax that if Democrats push forward with their radical agenda, quote, Republicans will never win another election, hence the final election. It's not just me. He said the American people have to understand that this election is the most consequential election in modern history. If the Democrats win, they are going to pack the courts, nuke the filibuster, and end the Electoral College and make D.C. and Puerto Rico states. Don't tell me, oh, but the Constitution. No, it will be papered over by a packed court. Remember what that is. All you got to do is say, okay, we're going to have 15 members of the court. They appoint them. They're all liberals. They're all corrupt. And guess what? Now they've got the majority. They can do whatever they want. And they've already begun. Lawmakers have already started to lay the groundwork for granting statehood to D.C. and Puerto Rico, Newsmax reports. On June 26th of this year, the House, which is controlled by Democrats, Nancy Pelosi, voted 382 to 180 to add Washington, D.C. as the 51st state. Biden has expressed his support for adding Puerto Rico and D.C. He's on the record on that. This, folks, is why the Democrats have their shock troops in the street. This is why they're no longer afraid to fund violence. And you know the funding's coming from their donors. You know the coordination. It's all them. Because they're anticipating winning this election and doing this. They will never be beholden to any kind of criticism again. The consultant, Meester, spelled it out just as I am now. I don't know why our side is not spelling this out. The American people have no idea what they're choosing. News from Newsmax. According to Meester, the addition of the states would effectively eliminate the country's two-party system. So would illegals voting. It's a double whammy. He said if Puerto Rico and D.C. are granted statehood, quote, America as we know it is gone. It's gone. This summer, Republican Senator Martha McSally of Arizona warned of the dangerous implications of a Democrat takeover in an interview with NBC News. Quote, they're going to make D.C. and Puerto Rico a state and get four new Democrat senators, she said. Quote, we'd never get the Senate back again, unquote. What's first up? After amnesty, I mean. Federalizing elections. Yep. When the Democrats won control of the House back in 2018, the first bill they passed was the For the People Act. And it federalizes elections. Now, our Constitution says you can't do that. Individual states are supposed to decide how they vote. And that's why there's so many different rules from state to state, different ways that they vote. Not anymore. Nope. No ID required, mandatory nationwide. Same day voter registration with no ID. Oh, there'll be massive fraud. Mandatory mail-in balloting. Voting for felons. Even federal employees would get to take a couple weeks off a week to work the polls. They're almost all Democrats. But the worst part of it, folks, this bill is so bad. The ACLU opposes it. It would criminalize political speech going into elections. Let that one sink in for a minute. The media would be fine. They could say all they want. But what about media they don't like, that they don't consider media? That a donation to a campaign? Basically what this bill does, remember Lois Lerner got in trouble with the IRS for harassing Tea Party groups, asking them to send her van loads of documents, send me every political comment you've ever posted anywhere on anyone's blog or on Facebook, stuff like that. That legalizes the Lerner type harassment. I'm not even sure that talk radio would continue or could continue to exist if it passed. It's a very murky question, but then again, it'll all be made very clear for us by the court-packed Supreme Court. So the thread here is the court packing. This is why Republicans are talking about it, but they're failing us once again because they're not explaining what it's a thread for. Pull that thread of the packed Supreme Court that will legalize and paper over what's left of the Constitution, and you get the Democrats' radical agenda that otherwise would be constitutional. This is why Don Lemon doesn't bat an eye when Cuomo, sitting next to him, says that's unconstitutional. He didn't care. Doesn't matter if you got the packed court. The country will fracture over this. It will absolutely shatter and balkanize into pieces. You're going to begin to see secession of states because you simply cannot exist in a system like this without a dictatorial outcome. If you want to go and understand why everything's so crazy right now, it's because the Democrats are so close to power. Go back to the second podcast I ever did. It's called Why America is Going Insane. It's because they're so close to this, they can taste it. And their real persona is coming out. And the most radical elements of the left that were always submerged by them are out now. They're in the street because they're jockeying for power in this new system. They're trying to get ahead of it when leftist elements will be the ones elected. The ones in the streets now, the ones burning the businesses now, the leadership of these groups now. And this is why the party leadership is afraid to challenge them. They're a little embarrassing going into this election. They like them. They fund them. But they're afraid to challenge them or tamp them down in any way because this is the future leadership of the party. They're the ones in the streets. That's what's going on right now. Those are the stakes. Now, ask yourself this. Don't you want to fight like heck right now? Don't you want to just come clawing right up out of your seat? You hear any fight out of the Republicans? Not Trump. He hasn't done the best job fully explaining this, but I mean the rest of the Republicans, the GOP leadership. I mean, yeah, Kevin McCarthy does the occasional interview on Fox News. Can you tell me what their agenda is? See, I do this for a living. I watch politics. I don't know. I don't know what their platform is. They haven't said. They're going to cut taxes or they're not even running, folks. They're not running on a unified agenda. They're not trying to stop this at all. They aren't even willing to run commercials to tell you about it. They're not even going on Fox News and telling you about it. You got DeSantis here saying it. You got Tom Cotton there saying it. But it's not a unified message. People don't know what's at stake. And I know what these voters are thinking. They're thinking, well, you know, I lived through the Clinton era. It was pretty good if they're older. I lived through the Obama era. Wasn't that great? There weren't that many opportunities. And, well, wages didn't go up and everything stagnated. But I still got by okay. I can live with it. Folks, this is not those regimes. This is not that. This is a totally different animal, and no one knows. And they're going to walk into that booth and say, I don't like Trump's demeanor. I'm voting for Biden. All the while, none the wiser. But there'll be cultural changes that will come with this, too, as cancel culture progresses and is accepted. And they'll get momentum from this win to go forward with it. And you know, one of my biggest fears is that people see the shock troops in the street. They see the evidence of the upwards of $5 billion worth of damage these riots will have done by the election, according to Axios in the insurance industry. And they'll think, you know, wow, we've never seen this bad in the streets before. There was some of it under Obama, but not this bad. You know, if we could just go back to normal if we vote Trump out. We could go back to normal. Folks, I'm here to tell you this. The only way to go back to normal is to elect Trump. He will tamp them down after the election. It's not hard to do. Department of Homeland Security already had that leak. They know who the leaders are. They know how the funding is. They even know how the techniques are being used across state lines. We could lock them up fast after the election. Kamala Harris and Joe Biden win, they won't even acknowledge the existence of Antifa as anything other than an idea. It will become a permanent terroristic feature of the United States of America. So what are Trump's chances? And what is the reality on the ground? The most fascinating piece I've read so far on this, up next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Okay, like everything else about this election, we've never been here before. The numbers are different. The feel is different. The dynamics are different. We're in uncharted territory. Perhaps the best piece I've read on this was Byron York's. I don't usually read major parts of pieces into the podcast, but you got to hear this. It's called Trump's Chances. Every day, some new poll is published showing Democrat challenger Joe Biden with a big lead over President Trump. He writes, some Trump supporters ignore the news because some of the polls were wrong in 2016. They shouldn't. The polls are real, and there is no doubt Trump is facing a serious challenge. But, he writes, these polls don't tell the whole story either. Recently, we've seen a number of indicators to suggest not that the polls are completely wrong, but that the race might change in the final 21 days. Start with a jaw-dropping number from Gallup, he writes. In a survey taken September 14th through the 28th, the polling organization asked voters their version of the famous Ronald Reagan question. Would you say you and your family are better off now than you were 4 years ago? Or are you worse off? Now, keep in mind, 4 years ago, that was Obama Biden. Right now, we're in the middle of a pandemic. And still, a whopping 56% said yes, they are better off now. Remember that the poll was taken just a couple of weeks ago after months of anxieties associated with the coronavirus pandemic, the lockdowns, and the accompanying economic plunge. And a solid majority still said they're better off today than before Trump was elected. Trump's numbers, Byron York writes, were better than any other reelected president. In December 2012, just after Barack Obama was reelected, 45% told Gallup they were better off than 4 years ago. In October 2004, just before George W. Bush was reelected, 47% said they were better off. In October of 1992, before George H.W. Bush lost his bid for reelection, 38% said they were better off. And in July 1984, before the Ronald Reagan landslide, just 44% said they were better off. Trump's 56% is better than them all. Normally, one would expect a president in office at the time when, you know, a strong majority felt better off than 4 years earlier to be in a strong position for a second term. Think about what that means, folks. That means in order to elect Biden, because you think Trump's a little abrasive, you're going to have to give up your own economic prosperity. God, the cost of that, do they understand? You're going to have to give up hope, some amount of hope for the financial future of your children. You're going to have to choose to go back to when you weren't better off than you are now. And the polls are showing that they will. Hope they're wrong. Okay. He writes, yet Trump, despite all this, is trailing Biden by 9.8 percentage points in the Real Clear Politics average of national polls and is also behind by various figures in key battlegrounds like Florida, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. All right. Then there's this. Gallup also asked, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with Trump or Biden on the issues that mean the most to you. This is stunning. 49% said they agree with Trump on their most important issues, while 46% said the same thing about Biden. We should be winning this, running away. And then there's news that in some critically important states, Republicans are strongly outpacing Democrats and signing up new voters. They are. Of the six states, Trump won by less than 5 points in 2016, four, Arizona, Florida, North Carolina, and Pennsylvania permit voters to register by party. NBC reported at the beginning of this month, in all four states, voter registration trends are more robust for the GOP than 4 years ago. More robust than Democrats, too. In Pennsylvania, NBC reported, Republicans added 135,619 new voters this summer, while Democrats added 57,985. And then there's Trump's job approval rating. All right. That has gone back up to 49%. He was at 46% in the Rasmussen Daily Presidential Tracker on the day he won in 2016. He has to do better than that this time. He must. They didn't see him coming last time. They thought they had it in a bag. They see him coming this time. He's got to say, and I've said he's got to be 49 to 52. I want to see him to 50s, really. He hit 49% again today, up from the rock bottom of 44. So he's on the upward swing right now. Folks, I almost can't breathe talking about this. Because for me, this is my kid's future. This is the only hope to save this country. This is it. And it hangs on a thread. And the Republicans won't help. It's all down to one man who is gaffe prone. God help us. I love Trump. I do. But God, I can't hold my breath every time he opens his mouth, given what we're facing. York continues. Polls show the public strongly disapproves of Trump's handling of coronavirus. But the polls in New York State also show the public strongly approves of Governor Andrew Cuomo's handling of the virus, which has been an indisputable disaster. Even the mainstream media has acknowledged that. So how to make sense of that? Quote, we can debate policy choices and what should be done because people get at the fundamental level that this is an act of God territory, using that term broadly, Trend said. He's a pollster, he's quoting. People want to hear presidents giving moving speeches, even if what they do isn't that effective, and Trump just couldn't do it. Trend noted that of the major things Biden is promising to do to defeat coronavirus, Trump is already doing them all. But for most voters, Biden says it in a more pleasing, palatable way than Trump. That's what people want, Trend said, to just say you're going to do something to make it better and look like you care. And Trump's just incapable of that. And there is some of that going on. All of which leads, he writes, to the great irony of Trump's current status. He had an advantage over other 2016 contenders because of his celebrity, because he had for years been the star of a highly rated television show. But now he's struggling because even though he can point to solid accomplishments on the economy, deregulation, judicial appointments, tax reform, destroying the ISIS caliphate, reducing illegal immigration, and more, he has not given some Americans the performance. Oh, so sad. The performance they want. They want a president who acts like their vision of a president. Trump doesn't. And that, more than issues, more than whether voters are better off today than they were 4 years ago, might be the deciding factor in 2020. Get down on your knees and pray it is not. Because I'm here to tell you that people have no idea what they are voting for. No idea. Thank you for listening to today's Battleground America podcast. Please subscribe and share with like-minded individuals across the country.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on radio.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Be sure to share with your friends and family. Thank you for listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.